about your grandfather.
My grandfather, he was just a remarkable man. He was an extreme disciplinarian. He brought my father, unfortunately, I lost him during the war. I lived with my grandfather from birth till I was 17 years of age. So in fact, he was my father more than anybody else. He was a disciplinarian. He was highly intelligent, very successful. I always remember when I joined the British Army, he wrote me a letter, and the first thing he put on it was, remember always to clean the welts of your shoes. I remember it to this day. He said, because when you're on parade, the officers will look down, and if you've got dirty welts. He taught me manners. He taught me how to behave. Although I'm 80 years of age now, I never forget it. And he was a very strict, but a good man. He had a very, very, very hard job. Times you think about it now, he used to hand make all these mineral water, crates and crates and crates of it. There were no heating, it was very difficult, and you'd load up a horse and cart or a lorry in the winter, and then suddenly a frost would come, break all the bottles. Can you imagine it? And hundreds of the hours, and had to do it all again. He'd open his shop on a Sunday morning, and literally during the war, the queues, a penny a bottle, tuppence a bottle, things like that. And I used to count all the pennies, and literally maybe £100 he'd take on a Sunday morning, which was all in pennies and tuppences. And eventually, you know, he got old, and he died at the age of 69, and he sold the business then, I believe, to a company, another mineral water company. But he was very shrewd, and he had a house in Dukestown. The factory was next to the house, and next to the factory he let out a huge building to the Cooperative Wholesale Society, who used it as a food warehouse during the war. Now, my earliest memories as a child was in the middle of the night of police and other people coming with little tins to get food. And it was very, very interesting how they all did it. And he was so generous with people, you know. The house was called Hawthorne House, and it became a staging post for refugees fleeing from Nazi Germany and the continent. They used to come to Tredegar, and I can remember them vividly with long beards and big hats and couldn't speak English. And they'd come to the house. My grandfather would give them then a £5 note, clothing, send them then to the next post, which was probably in Birmingham. Then they'd do the same there and send them to Manchester, and they'd just dispersed themselves. But they all came to Tredegar. My cousins and I'm sorry to say, we used to make fun of them, and we used to call them Vishki Vashkis because they had such great big whiskers. I've never forgotten it. And we also adopted a couple of children, my grandfather did. We took them in, refugees. The house was always full of people. I don't think there was never a period between 1942 and 1944, 2 years, 3 years, where the house wasn't, it had 9 bedrooms. Every night people were sleeping there. And they had no clothes, no, they were in rags. How they came to, it is quite a story, and a lot of them became so successful in life afterwards. But they got out of Nazi Germany. And in fact, in Merthyr Tydfil, there was a house there, and I happened to know the gentleman, and he was doing some work in the house, and he was stripping the walls, and he said to me, what are all these names on this wall here? And they were Jewish children who'd written their names on the wall. And I believe the Kafatha Park Museum is trying to get those names put in there. But the history, it means my grandparents were so much involved, you know, they were frightened to death that Hitler would invade, because God knows we wouldn't be here today if they had. And they did as much as they could, and he wasn't on his own. Jewish people in Tredegar, in Cardiff, all over South Wales were so good to the Jewish refugees. I don't think it would happen today, the way they, you know, they realised what was going on. They couldn't believe what they were saying, because there was no news coming out of Germany like this. And this is very strange. My uncle, who came from Czechoslovakia, his father and his brother was a rabbi in Cardiff, and he married my aunt. He was fought in the First World War. In the Second World War, he was decorated for gallantry at Dunkirk, but he was still a Czech national. Now, he married my aunt, and he was waiting for his nationalisation papers to come. I can remember vividly, at the end of the war, 1945, this must have been, how old was I? I was probably about 7. And there was such a scene in the house. He had a little baby. A telegram had arrived from the Home Office ordering him out of the country to deport him because his nationalisation papers. My grandfather lifted up a telephone and got through to an Iron Bevan, who my grandfather was a mentor of his and who supported him very much. And within hours, it had all been put right. right, and of course, but it was a terrible shock at that time. He was very much involved with the Labour Party, my grandfather. He was a tremendous socialist, and I think he'd turn in his grave if he saw what was happening, you know, today. And my mother, in fact, was a great friend of Jenny Lee, so the association goes back, and it even goes back to me, because when I was a young boy, and we come to one of the things here, I was educated in a Jewish school in London, because there was no schooling, no ministers. We used to have a rabbi come over the mountains from Aberdare to teach my cousin and myself Hebrew, which he did, and my grandfather taught me. But Jewish boys at the age of 13, as you know, get bar mitzvah, and I had to go to a Jewish school to get the knowledge. Now, we had one particular day, we went to the House of Commons, and who should I see was an Ira Bevan. And I went up to him, much to the astonishment of the school, and he picked me up when I mentioned to him I was from Tredegar. A couple of weeks later, we had an invite from him to my school, invited myself and three of my friends to have tea with him.